Disgruntled berry pickers at a major farm in Skagit Valley brought their fight to a Seattle grocery store yesterday. The workers want shoppers to boycott Sukuma Brothers Farms, as KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
I'll do that.
That would be great. Thank you so much.
Outside an upscale grocery store in Seattle's Ballard neighborhood, about a dozen farm workers and advocates wave handmade signs.
Boycott Sukuma's berries!
Just inside, the store features deals on fresh-picked Sukuma berries and strawberries.
Boycott Sukuma's berries!
The labor dispute at Sukuma Brothers erupted last month when more than 200 workers walked off the job, two different times. They're pushing for wages of $12 an hour and better conditions.
Pay people what is fair. Give them bathroom breaks. Don't make them fight for jobs.
That's farmworker advocate Maru Mora Villalpando. After last month's strike, Sukuma called in mediators to help broker a deal, but those talks have fizzled. So now workers say they're stuck with a contract they don't like, and they hope consumers can add some pressure. Seattle resident Gary Oman is on board.
Okay.
So will this change your decision about what you purchase here in the store?
Yes, definitely. We're not buying any berries here.
Shopper Carolyn Freshier was unsure if the boycott would alter her purchases.
Perhaps. I'd have to find out more about it. I don't really like to make just quick judgment of seeing five or six people standing around with signs without really knowing much about it.
Moments later, another shopper briskly unloaded two flats of blueberries into her SUV.
Okay,
I noticed you bought the Sukuma berries.
Yes, because they're good.
Part of the friction at Sukuma relates to the H-2A visa program for foreign workers. For the first time this year, Sukuma brought in a crew of about 160 guest workers. The local workers say the visa contracts pay more, but a Sukuma spokesman previously said the terms are equal. Company officials declined to comment for this story, but did confirm that talks with the workers are off. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.